We continue again with Doug Lear, game and fish biologist for the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. And Doug, we haven't talked hunting at all, so I think it's about that time. We're really not too far away from deer hunting in different forms, whether it's archery or gun or whatever it happens to be. So deer tags, anything left?
Yeah. Well, you made me look up my calendar. I'm like, wow, you're absolutely right. I mean, we're on the backside of July, and the way the calendar flips in North Dakota, our archery deer season actually opens up on Friday, September 3rd, and that's going to sneak up on some people. One thing I want to throw out there right away for archery deer hunters, and that's going to be a change for a lot of people. Conceptually, what you used to do is you'd go up to the, I shouldn't say everybody, but there's a lot of people that would go to the big box store, they'd buy their archery deer tag, and they'd walk out and they'd head out to the tree stand, and they'd be archery deer hunting. Everything is completely and totally electronic now. And that transition has been going on for quite some time. So I don't know the exact percentage. We've got a lot of archery deer hunters that have been buying it online, and then it shows up in the mail. You'll no longer be able to walk in and just buy it and head out the door. You want to give yourself, I say give yourself 10 days. 2 weeks would be even better. In fact, if you're listening right now, you know, if you've been archery deer hunting in the past, there's a pretty good chance you're going to do it again this year. So take some time. I'm not telling you to drop what you're doing right now, but whether it's this weekend or in the next couple of weeks, you know you're going to have 10 or 15 minutes. Just jump on the Game and Fish Department website and get your archery deer license purchased so that it shows up in the mail. And then when it does, everything's correct. You don't have some kind of mistake on the go, uh-oh, now I got some problems. And that, unfortunately, the first couple of years always tends to maybe kind of bite people, not everybody, bite some people wrong. We just have been trying to get the word out there to let people know that has changed. For a lot of the hunters, it's not going to affect them. But if you're one of those archery deer hunters that's expecting to purchase it the same way you always have, that is changing this year, so make sure you take care of that. Now, the other side of it is for the deer gun season hunters, and we've been going through a couple of different lotteries, and where we're at right now is we still have, and I'm not going to say the exact number because they're on a first come first serve right now, and that can be changing every minute and every hour. But if you did not draw a deer tag, you've got a unit in Fargo or Grand Forks, so you got a unit up around Devil's Lake that you always put in for. You've got one unit down in Lisbon that you always want to put in for, wherever that might be. Maybe you grew up out in western North Dakota, out by Dickinson. If you didn't draw your tag, we still have doe tags remaining in, probably around 10 different units. And they're first come, first serve. So essentially, if you do drop everything, and you do log on, you can buy your tag and be guaranteed that you'll have a tag to hunt deer this fall. It's tough to get people out of, old habits. I'm going to go out on a limb, Eric, and say you've got a fishing hole that you've liked for a long time, mm-hmm. and it's not easy to get you to go try something new, Eric.
Yes. No, for a lot of us, we have busy lives. So when you get out on the lake or you go to your favorite hunting spots, you kind of want to go somewhere where you feel very comfortable that you're going to either catch a fish or be able to get your deer for that particular year.
And that's kind of the hurdle, that we deal with is trying to make sure that, hey, guys, gals, young, old, we've got deer tags remaining. And it might not be in the unit that you've ever been there before. But if you give yourself a little time and check out our plots guide, check out online, you'll see that there might be a wildlife management area. There might be some plots land, some public land, some access. Or you might say, oh, man, I forgot. I had a college roommate down in Headinger. I've got an old neighbor that moved out to Killdeer. And I will tell you that if you've got friends southwest of Mandan, if you've got anybody that fits that, we've got a number of tags in like units 3F2 and then also 3E1 south of Dickinson, and you might find your next favorite spot. You might start a new tradition. I'm not one for ending old traditions, but I also realize that there's some folks that have gone 2, 3, 5, 7 years without drawing the tag that they want, right, in the unit that they want. And Yeah, you can go buy a bow tag. We don't do those through a lottery, so you're not going to be limited to getting a bow tag. But if you're not an archery deer hunter, it might not have a lot of appeal to you. If you're a rifle hunter, you know how you hunt, you've got your rifle, it's going to be a matter of maybe getting yourself used to someplace else. If you take your son or daughter, your neighbor, your uncle, your brother, you might be able to start a new tradition, because these units that still have tags remaining in them, year after year, have had doe tags remaining. And I know it might not be the buck that people want, but if you're looking to make deer sausage, if you're looking to just get out there and go walking with a rifle and take a shot at a deer, then, you know, have I got a deal for you, Eric. This is a golden opportunity. It's not once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, but it just might be a way to establish that new tradition. And one of the barriers that we have is people say, well, man, you know, it's quite a drive to head out there. But if they look in the mirror and, you know, their son or daughter had a volleyball game or a football game a couple hours away, they're going to drive to it.
Yeah.
And if you get yourself in a different frame of mind, you can get past that and say, yeah, you know what, I've driven 2 hours for a football game. I can, you know, this hunting, I can drive out there on a Friday night after their football game, and we can wake up and we can hunt Saturday and Sunday. So the opportunities are out there, and we just really want to make try to encourage people to consider that if they really do want to get a deer tag in North Dakota. They're open, first come, first serve, as we speak right now, Eric.
Doug, what is the concern level for deer and other animals going into the fall and the winter? Because obviously, as you know, we're dealing with a severe drought, and agriculture is really kind of ramping up just to figure out how they're going to be able to feed their livestock. And I was sitting here as we were talking about deer, I always think about the fact when I'm going to games, football games in the fall, we can always see the deer feeding at dusk in the fields with the corn. And I think this year, the farmers and livestock producers especially, they're going to take everything they can find right now to try and make sure that they're feeding their livestock. So for feed issues, is there a big concern for deer and other species like that?
Well, Eric, you're spot on. There's going to be a lot of eyes open and ears listening to what the farmers see, what the rural mail carriers see, or the bus drivers that are driving that same route every single morning once school starts, what they're seeing in the morning, what they're not seeing at night when they take the kids home or when they come back from the game. And it's relatively unprecedented where we're at, because if you go back to the mid-1980s before CRP started, we had similar kind of deer numbers, so we didn't have the habitat. But you go back to 1988 and some of the drought years that we had from 88, 89, and 90, our pheasant numbers struggled. Our deer numbers struggled. We've already seen that in some of the duck and goose numbers when we dry everything up. So the flip side of it is, there's nothing that you or I can do about it, but it also makes us focus a little bit on the fact, if we go back to fishing just a little bit, is you can't just always carry everything over. Right. And there's a point in time where when it's summer kill or winter kill and lakes that are starting to dry up, we'd much rather have people utilize the pheasants, utilize the deer, the perch, and the walleye, versus having a winter kill, versus going into winter. And if you don't have the grassland and the habitat, you don't have the food source for them, and they end up starving to death. So, we're knocking on August. We want to, encourage people to get out and to go boating and to go fishing and enjoy it. But we also keep our eyes open and our ears open, going, there's red flags out there for drought, for farmers and ranchers and landowners, and there's also red flags out there for anglers and pheasant hunters and deer hunters. And that's the reality of what this drought is doing to everybody, and it's not just localized. I mean, it's Wahpeton to Williston and everywhere in between, Eric.
Okay, Doug, we just have a couple minutes left. I just want to make sure that we get the word out on there for anything that may be upcoming. I know you and I were talking a little bit about antelope season before we got on the air. So in the last couple of minutes, what do we want to get out there?
Right. So you're absolutely right. We set our antelope season. So if you haven't applied for that, You've got until August 11th. Your calendar might say August 4th. We extended that to August 11th to apply for your antelope. We've got 1,720 tags available, 15 open units, so that might be something to consider. And then also, hey, if you've had problems with Canada geese in years past, we're a couple of weeks away from the early Canada goose season opening up in North Dakota. That's going to open up on August 15th. So if you're a farmer, a rancher, a landowner, you know, understand there might be some opportunities to get some of those geese removed. And if you're a hunter, get ready, because hunting season is coming right around the corner, Eric.
That'll do it for this week's edition of The Great Outdoors with North Dakota Game and Fish Biologist Doug Lear. That's also going to wrap up our Friday edition of Farm Talk. McCare will be back in the big chair on Monday. Beyond that, have a great weekend. We'll see you again next week.